Good evening. This is Paige Estrutori with your weekly insurance news wrap from Financial Services Online. Let's dive into a roundup of the major industry highlights that unfolded this week. Turning first to the Australian Securities and Investments Commission's call to issuers of insurance and financial products. The ASIC is urging for a significant revamp in their distribution practices. After a detailed review, the ASIC uncovered major deficiencies. These lapses range from inadequate due diligence on third-party distributors to poor consumer questionnaires, shedding light on the need for better eligibility assessment, particularly in funeral and accident insurance. Keep in mind, since October 2021, it has been necessary for product issuers to ensure their products resonate with their intended target markets. The ASIC is persistent in enforcing these obligations. Notably, the Commission has initiated 5 civil proceedings and issued over 80 stop orders to enforce compliance. So, if you're involved in issuing or distributing these products, do take heed of this call by the ASIC to enhance your practices for improved consumer outcomes. In another significant move, the federal government decision prohibiting the use of genetic test outcomes in life insurance underwriting is gathering considerable support. From the Australian Lawyers Alliance to the Australian Medical Association and the Council of Australian Life Insurers, this ban is viewed as a beneficial shift towards preventing genetic discrimination in insurance. Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones announced this prohibition, marking an end to the self-regulated industry moratorium that was no longer deemed sufficient. Now let's talk about home insurance. Recent data from the Actuaries Institute signals a rising concern for Australian households. The cost of home insurance premiums is escalating, affecting 1.6 million families. That's a dramatic rise of 30% in just 1 year. Actuaries Institute's Sharanjit Padam points out these premiums are outpacing wage growth. The prime driver of this uptick is climate change, increasing our vulnerability to bushfires and floods. In response, households are forced to seek cost-saving options, or worse yet, forego insurance altogether. The news is not all bleak, however. Swiss Re announced a remarkable net income of $2.1 billion for the first half of 2024. This success is attributed to lowered natural catastrophe claims and strong investment earnings. Indeed, it's a steep climb from last year's $1.8 billion. That's it for this week's update. For more on these and other stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrutori, ensuring you stay on top of your business finance developments. Good night.